Good morning, Audioboo. Hallelujah. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England with the Morning Glory. I want to bring to you about fear today. Today, how do you react and respond to fear and fearful situations? We all get them daily. I certainly do. Do you stick your head in the proverbial sand? Or do you turn into a quivering wreck? Or constantly chain smoke cigarette after cigarette, or chemically indulge yourself until you're numb, or indulge in other healthy ways? Or do you try desperately to distract yourself to the extreme? Now, with fear, the right reaction, I would say, is neither to ignore nor surrender. I bring a scripture to you now from Jeremiah. Please listen. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. He will be like a tree planted by the water, sending roots out by the stream. He does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought, never failing to bear fruit. What reassuring imagery. Much fear, as we know, can be traced back to a loss of control. I certainly found that out when I was going through treatment. Fear, for example, when a loved one is very sick and you feel helpless. Fear when stock markets go down and you're powerless. Fear when uncertainty manifests in your workplace, your school or your relationships. Then crazily, we try to fix how we feel by trying to control the situation in question. I often do. Is that you? We work long hours to accumulate wealth. We develop unhealthy jealousies in our relationships. Or we try crazy cosmetics or every new health kick or drink to drink from the fountain of youth. Do these work? No. Do they bring contentment, security, joy or peace? No. Today, Audio Boo, the solution is to truly believe that faith that God is with you. Listen, he says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Jesus again said, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. He also said, let not your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Hallelujah, what great words of comfort. You see, when faith is at 100%, fear is at 0%. For example, if faith is 60%, fear is 40%. But when faith dips to 20%, fear is up to 80%. Now, what I'm saying here is that faith is in inverse proportion to fear. Today, you must believe, Audioboo, that fear has no authority for you in the face of faith. If you experience fear today, remember this Morning Glory cast. Remember the words I've given you from the Lord. Draw your courage from God, who loves you so much, and boldly face your fears today unto victory. Hallelujah. What a great message. This is James Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire, in the north of England, blessing you today. Hallelujah. Face your fears. Remember, all prayer requests and emails welcome at jamesglory77@yahoo.com. I'm also Twittering away now as James Glory on Twitter. And I have a YouTube channel, James Glory 1. Please come and join in. Please come and see. Hallelujah. Thank you.